SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means I'll be in the studio in just a moment with my co-host, Rob Regish, for the Blueprint Power Hour. And then during the second hour, we're going to be talking with my news director, Alex Leaf, about why junk food makes you eat more. Alex has discovered a link in some scientific papers we're going to discuss a little bit later. Just want to mention, lots of products make claims. Few back it up with post-production lab analysis. Thrive Advance is different. We make ours available to anyone who wants to see it on our website, thriveprotein.com, thriveprotein.com. We believe in 100% transparency. Learn more, and if you like what you see, use the coupon code THRIVELIFE, THRIVLIFE, to save 50% off your purchase of Thrive Advance protein powder. What's in your protein powder? Do you really know just because they say so?
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
I'm standing at salute right now, Rob. How you doing? Oh, I'm sorry, Rob. I had your mic killed. I'm sorry about that. How you doing, Rob?
I'm so. I threw my back at maybe 3-4 days ago.
How'd you do it this time?
I didn't remember. Literally.
So you just woke up one morning and your back was bothering you?
Yeah. Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, big time. You know what, Carl? Can you go to break for a second?
I can play some music. Hold on a second. I don't know why we had to go to break. I'm trying to communicate with Rob right now, but I'm sure being the radio professional that he is, it must have been something important. So I'll check and see if he's back yet. Rob, you back?
Yeah, but I still got some difficulties here.
You got what?
I got some difficulties.
Is it technical difficulty or something going on there?
Yeah, it's a little of both.
Okay, can we try to get through to the first commercial break and then... Okay, so let's start here. First of all, we need to do a plug. You're doing something special for the book that you've published, the fastmusclebook.com. Why don't you talk about that real quick?
Well, that is still under a dollar. So, but the price is about to go up, so... You know, if you're interested in grabbing it, 15 Ways to Grow Drug-Free Muscle, it is well worth the read. So fastmusclebook.com for that. Now, the really big news is that in April, we are having a huge Blueprint Bulletin subscriber special, wherein new subscribers will be given 6 months worth of back issues. Which is really like a year and a half when you subscribe.
Wow.
And they're going to, you know, something called Depo Test 250. They're going to learn what that is. The exact formula to trigger hypertrophy. You know, it was studied across 4 or 5 different methods. So, you know, it's a huge deal. So please do visit CoachRobRegish.com.
And that's for under $10 a month, right?
A little bit over.
Okay. Okay.
It's under 50 cents a day.
Okay, there you go. All right, let's go to the first question. Sergio Hernandez says, hey, guys, thanks for what you do. I have a question. When it comes to eating, does it matter in which order I eat my food? Meaning, suppose I have a steak, sweet potatoes, and some salad and fruit. Which should I eat first and why? I have a definite opinion of this, too. But go ahead.
Well, I think it's much, you know, the as for diet, timing of when you eat your food is more important. But, you know, he lays out an example meal. Typically, what I like to do is I'll have a large live salad, call it, with oil and vinegar to begin the meal. Then I'll eat my protein source. And finally, I'll finish up with the carbohydrates. And what that does is, it, in my case anyway, it prevents me from overeating on the carbs. And it frankly, it shuts down my sweet tooth.
I'm kind of like you. Since I place such a high priority on getting my protein in, I always eat my protein first, followed by my starches, which even slows the starches, you know, sweet potato, down from being digested even to a greater degree. And I think that's an important thing if you're looking to eat for muscle gains. You got to get your protein in first. You don't want to be full, and you want your protein to be digested pretty quickly or faster. Now, I'm also coming to the and Alex Leaf happens to be another guy who's starting to understand this, but I'm also coming to the conclusion that it's better to not have all these different foods in your stomach at one time. And the jury is still out on this, but I predict that in years to come, we're going to find out that you eat your steak when you eat your steak, and you eat your potatoes when you eat your potatoes, and you don't eat them at the same time. Watch this become a nutritional paradigm someday. Anyway, next question comes from Harry Race. He says, I'm really confused about beta-alanine. It's supposed to help with endurance, but I can't figure out how much and what to take it with, like creatine. Any help? This is funny because I just started supplementing with beta-alanine again just this week. This is a great question.
Well, I'll tell you, his question inspired me as to doing the same thing. But to review, beta-alanine, once it's in the body, combines with L-histidine. And together, the end result is carnosine. Now, you may be wondering, you know, why not just take straight carnosine? Well, the body breaks it down into, I think, beta-alanine and histidine. But it's far, far more efficient to supplement with beta-alanine. The gains that I got from it were certainly not as impressive as creatine. However, I am not a high rep, you know, high endurance type athlete. Where you will see it shine is, I would say, in the rep range of 12 to 15 or so, because it's in effect, it squelches lactic acid. It acts as a buffer in the muscle cell, and you can go longer before it shuts down. So, I also came across a couple of interesting studies where the muscle gains, actual real, you know, cross-sectional muscle, were significantly greater in the beta-alanine plus creatine group versus just the creatine. As far as dose goes, I liked getting anywhere from 4 to 6 is on the low end. I shoot for 5 to 10 since it's, you know, pretty cheap these days. And I spread that out through the day. It's kind of a pain because you do have to take it, you know, multiple doses. There is a time-release version, but if you don't want to do that, you know, I would say take anywhere between, I take 3 grams at breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I'm taking 3 grams also, but I'm just doing it twice a day. You think that's too little?
All the studies I've seen have shown 3 or more doses.
Okay. So I'll move that up. I'll add a dose. That's not a problem. And I am stacking it with, you know, my creatine because I've seen that beta-alanine and creatine seem to have a synergistic effect. So I am stacking it with the crealkaline. And I do take more crealkaline than recommended. I take 3 caps twice a day.
Wow. Well, what is it, 750 milligrams?
No, it's 150 milligrams. It's a gram and a half per three caps.
Right.
So I'm taking a gram and a half, you know, a couple times a day.
Well, so, but do you get the paresthesia from it?
No, and I don't get the paresthesia. You mean from the beta alanine, right?
Yeah.
No, I don't, not at all. And I wonder if that's because I've always fooled around with niacin. You know, I can take pretty high doses of nicotinic acid now. I could take a gram of nicotinic acid and just barely get the itchies from it. I don't break out like my skin still gets red. But I don't get the insane itchiness that most people get. So maybe that is affecting my response to the beta-alanine.
I get it. And frankly, I welcome it. It feels like it's doing something.
Yeah, you know it's working, right? Yeah. Let's get this last question, and then we'll go to break so you can take care of whatever you have to take care of over there. Mike Hegstrand says, what percentage splits do you perform between body weight work and the weights? I'm having trouble getting it down.
You know, I don't think you necessarily need to assign a percentage, but I'll make this broad generalization. For people that are in their hormonal prime, you know, let's call it 15 to 25, maybe even 30, you can certainly tolerate 75% with the weights and 25% with just body weight work. Us older folk, that situation flips, and I would say actually mine's closer to 80-20 now. The reason being is this. As you age, obviously recovery gets slower. Everybody's got baggage in this sport. If you don't have any injuries, God bless you, but most of us do. They tend to hurt more, and they'll debilitate you. However, you know, including body weight work will actually work to heal many of those injuries. And let's face it, if you're cutting weight, it's amongst the best training modalities, right? Because you're lifting your body weight in every lift. If you are, let's say you're bulking, 75% heavy weights, 25% body weight. Make sure to include the chin-up in your routine. And the reason is this. You know, you can gain 10 pounds and get all psyched, but is it 10 pounds of muscle, 10 pounds of fat, 5 of 5? You never really know. Nobody's doing DEXA scans at home. But if there's any appreciable amount of fat, it shows up right quick in your chin-ups. So.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. Will you be able to get yourself refocused?
I'll try.
Okay. All right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com. Your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
We original who?
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. So now I understand what happened to poor Rob. His computer continues to give him problems. Can you see it now, Rob? Did you get? I actually forwarded everything back to you.
Not really, but that's okay.
Did you try just reopening the email that I just sent to you?
Yeah. That's all right. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So the next question comes from Rob Varlow. He says, "What's your take on diet? The goal is fat loss, and losing as little strength as possible. Who said the goal in diet is fat loss? I mean." I don't know. Okay, good. You chime in.
Well, you know, the answer is going to determine, the question to ask yourself is this. Do you oxidize fats or carbs better for energy? And that answer will determine which diet you follow. You know, I do feel strongly that intermittent fasting should be in the mix, regardless of what macro that you burn best. But I've never assigned percentages to diets, especially fat loss diets, simply because the tie that binds in every single successful weight loss diet is this: keeping insulin low. So any diet that's going to keep insulin steady is going to have you see you losing weight. Now, we get to the very important question he asked about, you know, minimal strength loss. That's red flag number one. Your mindset should not be that you're going to lose strength. Your mindset should be that you're going to gain strength. You need to play offense, even if that means, you know, there are a couple of movements where you're not able to push harder and longer. But do not lower the weights. That's another big mistake in the gym. And time those meals appropriately. I recommend up to 50% of your carbs and calories for the day after your workout, within the 2 hours. So that should tell you something about how important they are.
Also, if your goal is to lose body fat and maintain or gain muscle mass and strength, you have to pay attention to your stress levels. We've actually talked about research where women who overtrain actually start to add body fat. And this is not a phenomenon exclusive to women. Alex Leaf just posted a blog post on superhumanradio.com that looks at exercise for health, not weight loss. And the reason is because when you train extremely hard, like many of us do, the body starts to hold on to body fat because it perceives this stress as something dangerous. You got to get into that zone where you are training at a level where you don't feel like you're always pushing all the time. And then your diet will start working the way you want it to. It's not just about food here. Seth Flanders says, I know Progenidrex is your product, but can you point to disinterested third-party reviews? Most of the ingredients seem solid, but I'm wondering about anacyclis in particular. I don't believe in laxogenin, by the way, but I do in the rest of the ingredients, especially creatine. What does anacyclis do that Forskolin doesn't?
Yeah, that's a fair question. Let me back up in terms of third-party reviews. When Progenidrex debuted, gosh, it was almost a year now, over at Predator, it was to an extremely skeptical audience. That forum is made up of guys that have been around the block, and they're notoriously tough on products. And also, bear in mind, it was following Synthogen, which was a huge hit, so I had a lot to live up to. End of the day, there are, at last count, 8 reviews from those guys in Reggie's store, every single one of them giving it 5 stars. Now, what can you expect? Quite simply, 4 to 6 pounds of new muscle tissue, or at least a pound a week for up to 2 months. With respect to the anacyclis, it is a really, really interesting herb and compound out of India. One of the things that it does is it has been shown, at least the ethanol extract, to increase testosterone up to, 50% in lab animals. Or it's acting as a stand-in. Whatever the case, it's doing something extremely positive. The big attribute that a lot of guys will notice is, number one, it makes you hungry. It makes you really hungry. And number two, you can eat a ton more carbs, and they go to the right places, not fat storage. These guys that have put on, let's call it 6 pounds in a month, maybe some more, their waist has either stayed the same or it's decreased. So, it's a very, in my opinion, I know I'm biased, but it's a very well thought out product. The anacyclis, by the way, is in there in a whopper amount. So you should be feeling it within the first, let's call it, 2 weeks. Extreme muscle pumps, too, are reported. And a lot of that goes back to the anacyclis because the amount of carbs or glycogen the muscle can hold is up. So hope that answers your question.
Panos Antonakos says, I have a question for you, and I'm hoping you can clear things up. I weigh 165 pounds and can do 10 close grip push-ups, but I can't get 10 reps on the close grip bench press with that same weight. I'll tell you why. You're not lifting your whole body when you do a close grip push-up. And also, you were to recommend one body weight movement, what would it be? Finally, I have a question about Synthogen. You mentioned something about the ECDI being bumped up. Can you elaborate a bit and why?
I'm sorry. Can you reread that, Carl?
The whole thing? Sure. He says, I have a question for you. I'm hoping that you can clear up. I weigh 165 pounds and can do 10 close grip push-ups, but I can't get 10 reps on the close grip bench press with that weight. Let's answer that one first.
Yeah, well, let me take it one by one.
Yeah.
On your push-ups versus close grip bench, the reason you can do 10 close grip push-ups and not bench at that same weight boils down to the fact you're not lifting 100% of your body weight in the push-up because, you know, obviously the feet are contacting the floor. I can tell you I can't tell you what percentage it is, but it's not 100%, and that's why. You should instead focus on advanced push-up variations, like push-ups with a non-working hand on a basketball or a stack of books. If you're not competing, push-ups are infinitely superior anyway. You know, let me expand on that a bit. Push-ups move your body and the weight through space simultaneously. And when that's true, your central nervous system is at a much higher activation level, and you ultimately build more muscle. People who dismiss that never progress to harder variations, like the one-arm push-up. Virtually nobody I know or met can do push-ups one-arm with their feet together. You know, that truly is superhuman and something to aspire to. As for one body weight movement, no question about it. Pull up, chin up, whatever you want to call it. You know, there, you're for sure lifting 100% of your body weight. And variations, more difficult ones, are pie simple. You can add reps. You can add weight. You can progress to the one-arm variations. And if in the event you make a true one-arm chin-up, you can add weight from there. That is absolutely insane strength. Anyone capable of that has a vice-like grip, tendons of steel, and really strong muscle. So, yeah, advanced chin-ups, I'll call them, are the ultimate body weight movement to aspire to. You know, as for Synthogen, you need only look at its history on the label. Now, since it's a prop blend, I can't disclose the exact amount, but I can give you some guidelines. At first, Rapaticum carthamoids extract appeared last on the label. The version that's in stock now, it jumped 3 or 4 spots on the ingredient list, and the batch that hasn't reached mass yet, but soon will, Rapaticum is number one on the list, just after the essential amino acid backbone. In effect, it is way overkill of Rapaticum for a 250-pound man. The practical effect has yet to be seen, but I am betting with this new formula, 10 caps pre-workout are all that's needed versus the, you know, the 5 before, 5 intra, and then 5 after. So, you know, each bottle, that's enough for 27 workouts, or looked at another way, you know, a bottle a month.
Yeah, very good. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Don't forget to visit CoachRobRegish.com, and don't forget FastMuscleBook.com to grab the Fast Muscle Book at 99 cents. That price will not stay there, folks. So get on it. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated, practitioner approved.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Later in the show, we're going to have Alex Leaf, our news director, join us, talk about some new research that may point to why people overeat junk food. Very interesting discussion. Right now, we're going to go ahead and go do the blueprint tip of the day early today, and then we've got some other things to talk about after that. So let's go. The blueprint tip of the day, random thoughts on supplements, training, and overtraining.
Yeah, this week the format's going to be a little different, so bear with me as I can play word association with these various topics. Chin-ups. You know, looking back, I wish I did more of them. The reason being is, they keep body weight gains honest. They build a killer grip that separates the men from the boys, too. Push-ups, same deal. And their energizing effects, you know, shouldn't be ignored. Try this sometime. Do a set of 25 bench presses and note how you feel afterwards. Then, do the same with push-ups. You're going to notice a distinct boost in mood from the push-ups, and a lot more oxygen in your lungs and pumping through your body. Squats and deadlifts, I did too many with too much weight, and I could have used better form. I wound up hurting my back, which acts up to this day. I would have performed more Iron Mind hip belt squats if I knew about them. Certainly reverse hypers, bridge work, and glute ham bridges to keep the vertical compression of my spine minimized. Creatine. This is going to make some people's eyes roll, but in terms of body weight gains, putting on the pounds, I would compare it to methyl 1 test. Why? I wound up putting a full 10 pounds on in less than 10 days, and it was all in the muscles. I did, you know, I took out the tape measure. It was just incredible stuff. Now, you can do the same with methyl 1 test, but it is absolute hell on your blood pressure, your liver, and your blood lipids. Plus, you know, when you discontinue, you just pee it out anyway. You know, you can argue that creatine will exit the muscle cell and the water will come out. Okay, maybe, but that's going to occur over at least, let's call it, 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So, you know, creatine levels dissipate slowly. Just know that. It's a hell of a kickstart. Beta-alanine never did much for me, probably because I didn't train in higher rep ranges. It's pretty cheap now, so I'm going to look into getting some. If I can get it to work like creatine, we'll be in business. For Scolin, by itself, I don't find it anything special. I've even double-dosed it and can't manage to see any objective measures of progress. However, that situation changes drastically when it's stacked with ephedrine, caffeine, and let's call it EGCG. In that context, I think it has much to offer. And the research backs that up, too. It is truly synergistic with a beta agonist like ephedrine. Test sip, even at higher doses, which will get you above 1,100 nanograms per liter, you know, the stuff ain't magic. You know, the gains aren't exactly fast and furious, and you still have to obviously train hard and eat your lungs out. Well, now, since I'm on a doctor-supervised dose, I don't expect 15 to 30 pounds of muscle in 16 weeks. A solid 10, you know, for muscle memory, I guess, would be nice, but we'll see. You know, as for coming off of test sip, which was an experience all in itself, all was well for around 3 weeks. I saw my levels fall to 667, and that was 10 days after my last shot. And at the end of the month, after 30 days, my test was around 105. Now, you'd think I'd be losing it in the gym, right? Quite the opposite. I was adding an extra rep, sometimes two, to every exercise. And I wasn't using creatine during that time either. So, you know, where I did feel it was in my mood, my energy level, and my competitive drive. It's just not something that I think is good policy. Now,
so finally, let me ask you a question. Hold on. So your test levels are down in the 100s right now.
Well, they're back up because I went back on.
Oh, good for you. Thank God. I was actually going to do an intervention here. Okay. No,
you
okay.
Know, the funny part is I actually have doctor prescribed HCG and tamoxifen here.
Yeah.
You know, to jumpstart things if and when I come off for an extended period. But I purposely came off without that stuff.
No, I know, because you wanted to see exactly what happened. This was kind of a test, an experiment for you.
Yeah, yeah. And let me tell you, you know, I got the grumpy old man syndrome.
Yeah, and the loss of energy. You know,
yeah,
the mood.
You know,
but more importantly, your brain is at risk of damage. Your heart is at risk of damage. So those are the things I was about to do. I was going to say, look, if you're still down there, you need to do something, but now you're telling me you're not. So that's good. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going back on, And we'll have labs rerun, let's call it, in 4 to 5 weeks. You know, but right now, where I'm at is I'm taking a week off, and I'm talking more about training now. Even on test, I'm going to take every fourth week off. And, you know, for me, it's mandatory. You know, I can train, eat, and supplement perfectly. But three weeks of pushing the throttle leaves me feeling really beat up. Now, my elbow tendonitis starts to flare up. My lower back gets tied in knots, and my rear delts start acting up too. Now, here's the nice part. It's tough to stay away from the gym this week, but when I go back Monday, I'll be stronger when I get back in there. It happens every time. Every other time I've given my body a chance to rest, it has rewarded me with greater levels of size and strength. The one thing you do need to be cognizant of is the central nervous system. Now, after a couple weeks of not having to lift heavy weights, something in the 90th percentile of one rep max, your central nervous system will not be as crisp. So you're going to do an intervention on me?
Well, when you said that, when you said, you know, I'm, you know, 30 days later, I'm down at 110, I'm like, okay, and, you know, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop because you got to do something. If your test levels are that low, you're at risk of a lot of harm. And that was my concern, that's all.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. There are tons of risks associated with low testosterone.
You know, I would never consider coming off. It's just not something that I think would be wise. I'm going to be 58 this year. The chances of me stimulating any meaningful testosterone production at my age, even if I use HCG and clomiphene citrate and Arimidex, and, you know, if I started doing this whole chemistry PCT, at best, maybe I'd get myself into the fives or 600s, maybe, because I've been, because of my age and my body has not been producing its own testosterone now for, what, 7 years?
You're right, right.
So, actually, longer than that. I went on 2007, so what does that mean, right? It'll be 10 years next year. So, the reality is that I don't ever see myself coming off. What I do is I run 250 milligrams a week as my standard dose, but I'm starting to experiment with cycles of a different type. And I don't mean anabolic steroid cycles. I'd like to take a break and I'd like to talk to you about this because I really like to get your opinion about what I'm about to embark on. Okay.
Okay. Great.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour.
Makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one, you'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com. or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Okay. So, I've been training very consistently. Haven't had any injuries. I'm doing really good in the gym.
Yep.
And I'm making gains again. I'm getting strong. I'm feeling very, very strong again. So now I want to back it down just a little bit. And I've come up with a arbitrary cycle based on how I feel, right? And so what I'm thinking of doing is for my deload, I'm going to do escalating density training.
For a deload?
Yeah. Because I'm only using 50% of my normal weight. Oh. I'm doing 10 reps, but I'm doing antagonistic movements. So, like, yesterday I did leg extensions, leg curls, and then I did some other leg work, but just very, very light. What do you think about using escalating density training as a deload?
You know, I had not considered it. At first, it struck me as, you know, no way. There's no way I would do that. But I'm picturing cutting 50% off of my working weight and doing that. I have to tip my hat. I think not only would that work, but it would increase or at least maintain your work capacity.
Well, and I think it would actually allow me for my deloads to focus on hypertrophy instead of strength gains. So my thinking is this. I went in yesterday and did legs and walked out of the gym feeling energized and full of life as opposed to crushed.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting an insane pump because, you know, 50% of your working weight, if you have a decent strength level, is still more than most people work out with in the gym. And when you're doing 10 sets in 10 minutes, which is what I ended up doing back and forth, you know, and now my goal is to get 11 next time. Right. But you're doing 10 sets of 10 reps, and around the fourth, fifth, and sixth set, it starts getting hard, but it's manageable. It's not like when the weight is crushing you hard. It's just struggling through the burn, the lactate buildup burn to get those reps out. But you're not exhausted. It's not central nervous system fatigue crushing. It's just crushing the muscles by themselves, very, very focused. And I thought, you know, this makes for a good deload because you're managing time.
You're doing things in 10-minute increments. Do these two movements 10 minutes. Do those two movements 10 minutes. Do those 2 minutes 10 minutes. And you're out of the gym in, you know, under 40 minutes. And you're doing higher reps, which is another reason why I started supplementing with beta-alanine. I thought, you know, I'm going to start taking beta-alanine. I'd like to see if it actually affects, over the course of the next couple of weeks, my ability to get to work through those burn, or more importantly, not have the onset occur maybe until the 6th, 7th, and 8th reps, or 7th, 8th, and 9th sets, I mean. So I'm thinking it would be a good plan for deloading, where you still feel like you're doing some work. My problem with deloading is going into the gym and doing leg presses with four plates on each side. It seems like a waste of time to me. I understand that the idea behind deloading. I understand that you're supposed to just kind of go in and play. But it doesn't even feel productive. You know what I mean? But escalating density training feels productive to me.
Yeah, yeah. What you're tapping into is focus. Because oftentimes, myself included, when I go into a deload, if I do go in the gym, cut the weights 50%, I'm taking it easy all around. You know, I'm not keeping track necessarily of the total tonnage for the workout. I was not keeping track of the start to finish time. So I think you hit on something there. It does really ratchet up your focus. And that's a great thing. And it's probably something that you can revisit, right, the next time you take a deload to see whether or not you can progress over the last time.
Exactly. That's my thinking.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do that. I'm going to actually do this. I got to look again, but I think it's for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 days I'll be doing this deload.
Now, the beta-alanine product that you're using?
It's AllMax. AllMax has a really good, inexpensive, pure beta-alanine product made from Carnosine. It's called SYN. It's like a brand name, Carnosine or something like that.
Yeah. But it's not time release.
No. It's just straight beta-alanine, and I'm taking 3.2 grams twice a day right now, because that's what a teaspoon is. A true measuring teaspoon. It's 3.2 grams. So I'm going to up that to three times a day.
I remember vividly when I used that stuff. I got the bulk powder, and I took 6 grams a day to start, which was on the high end of the recommended dosing. But when I did take it, I got the classic paresthesia, and it reminded me of GABA. And to this day, I think it sells a lot of beta-alanine, right? Because how many products can you take other than pre-workouts and actually feel them working? You know, not many.
Yeah.
The thing I did not do, I was foolish not to do this, I did not change my training to perform in a higher rep range. And really, that needn't be so complex. You know, you can add a back offset at the end of every movement.
Yeah, like a lot of people like to call it a burnout set, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So the wild card and the thing that I don't understand and can't get my head around is the combination of the two grew more muscle than creatine alone. However, in researching Synthogen, I found beta-alanine can play a very significant role in protein synthesis.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I want to say they injected the mice with an RNA inhibitor, and subsequently a huge amount of beta-alanine was pulled into the cell. And reading through the tea leaves and reading this thing as best I could, I said, it sounds like beta-alanine is improving protein synthesis. And I ran that by a couple of med school guys that I know. They're actually customers of mine. And they're like, yeah, you know, there it is. The problem is, in most formulas, it's either beta-alanine alone or beta-alanine and histidine. Okay, Now that beta-alanine has pulled L-histidine out of circulation, an essential amino acid, what does that do to protein synthesis? So, consequently, I came up with orotic acid that boosts both carnosine and beta-alanine simultaneously. And now, the big whack of beta-alanine that I've got in Synthogen can contribute to that protein synthesis. I do know this. It is a fantastic wound healer. And you know, what I'm talking about is elevating both carnosine and beta-alanine at the same time. They sliced rats pretty deep and gave them, you know, one gave them that combination and the other one's got nothing. Wow. Wow. You know, the beta-alanine group healed up three times faster. And I still get that comment from guys today about Synthogen. It heals my injuries. Didn't build it for that, but, you know, there it is.
So what does methionine do? Why should we, and because you said it takes methionine out of circulation, right?
Histidine.
Histidine, I'm sorry. So what is histidine important for?
Well, histidine is one of your nine essential amino acids. So, you know, what I'm saying is consumers are missing the boat on what all of beta-alanine could give them. To date, the only solution that I've been able to come up with is to supplement orotic acid, which boosts both beta-alanine and carnosine.
Okay.
Now your extra beta-alanine is in play for protein synthesis.
Now, so, if you're supplementing and if you're consuming a very high protein diet, do you feel that the risk of reducing histidine is kind of mitigated because you're eating 250 grams of protein a day?
You know, that's a great question. Frankly, I haven't looked into it. I suspect the answer is yes. But still, you'd be missing out on some of the wound healing benefits, too. And training, looked at, you know, certain ways, it's a form of injury or, you know.
Yeah, it isn't. It's an injury. Yeah, you're right.
The Russians called it agitation. Yeah. Because there was tissue disruption. Okay, we've got tissue disruption. Time to fix it. Carnosine and beta-alanine to the rescue. And what do they use to fix that tissue? The essential amino acids in Synthogen.
Right.
So that's the trick on how it works. Everybody wants to know what's in it that recovers them so fast, including, you know, the steroid guys. I got an email from a guy taking 200 milligrams of test and DECA. Then he added Synthogen. And he wrote me and he says, what the hell's in it? He says, I recover a lot faster when I'm taking this stuff. And he had been taking test and DECA for quite some time.
Yeah, amazing. So, you sound like you didn't sleep very well last night.
My voice is hoarse.
Is that what it is?
Okay. I slept okay, but so between the technical difficulties and the dogs here, I'm sorry if it wasn't.
No, it's okay. All right, listen, well, this has been a good show, good discussion, and we kind of went off script here and maybe even discovered a good way to use escalating density training as a deloading tool. All right, Rob, we'll see you next week, brother.
Thank you, Carl.
All right, take care. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about what is it in fast food and junk food that actually makes you want to eat more and more and more. Alex Leaf may have discovered it in a recent paper that he reviewed. Stay tuned.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
If you take take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dyes. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Okay. Alex Leaf is the news director here at superhumanradio.com. He's also the guy who writes some of the best blogs you'll read about nutrition here at superhumanradio.com. How you doing, Alex?
Hey, I'm doing well, Carl.
Good. All right, so you actually, we're going to end up talking about two different blogs, but the first one I want to talk about was the one that you wrote that may elucidate why those who eat junk food, and I want to qualify junk food. I'm talking about, you know, not snacks per se, but they could fall into this category. But people who eat high-fat foods that are of the junk category, because these high-fat foods also use copious amounts of sodium as a preservative and a flavor enhancer. And how that dynamic duo may be part of the reason why people want to just eat more and more and more. So this was from a research study, right?
Yeah, it was, out of Australia.
Talk about the study. How was it designed? What were they looking for?
Okay, so one of the things that I've been thinking about before, for a week or so before the study was published, which was one reason why I kind of jumped on writing about it, because it just had great timing, was really, how do you define junk food? And it gets back to this issue where people like to make really large generalizations, and, you know, people will often say that you shouldn't eat processed food and terms like that. And while we all know what they're referring to, processed is actually a really bad descriptive term, because technically speaking, any food that's been cooked is a processed food.
Right.
And so in that regard, you wouldn't say, oh, well, you know, don't eat cooked vegetables because they're, you know, they're junk food or whatever. Don't eat processed food. Even though we know what they're referring to about all of the boxed foods that you would buy in the middle of the supermarket, it's just a really bad descriptor. And so similarly, people say don't eat junk food, and it's like, well, what is junk food? How do you define it? And one of the definitions that I had come up with that was supported by this recent study is that I would define junk food as a food that is highly palatable while also being high in salt, sugar, and or fat.
Is that, but couldn't it be said that that's exactly what makes it palatable? We know that fat causes a tongue feel that we search for. We know that sweet causes a sensation that we search for. We know that salt causes the same. So couldn't it be said that highly palatable food in many cases would be junk food? I'm talking about, when I say highly palatable, I don't mean, oh, you know, an avocado tastes so good. Highly palatable food is food that has been engineered to taste better than food that grows or occurs naturally.
Yeah, it's food that you could keep eating even though you're full.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have like a Thanksgiving stuffed belly and you tried to eat an avocado, you'd probably throw up.
Right.
But if you could probably choke down another potato chip without a problem.
Right, right, right.
And so, yeah, so it does kind of get around the whole food issue of the high fat, high sugar, high salt, and then focuses them on foods where they're in specific combinations to override our own satiety mechanisms. And that's kind of what this study was doing. So the study recruited a small group of 48 healthy men and women, and they had them come to the research lab on four occasions where they ate a lunch that consisted of elbow macaroni with tomato sauce. The difference between each of the conditions was how the tomato sauce was made. So in two of the conditions, the tomato sauce was just regular, low-fat, like, tomato paste. And in two of the conditions, it was a really nice, creamy tomato sauce that was made with heavy cream and canola oil. And then, additionally, two of the conditions, so if you were to, like, draw a box, you have low-fat or high-fat, and then you also have low-salt or high-salt. So on one of the low-fat and one of the high-fat conditions, no salt was added. But on the other low-fat and other high-fat condition, they added 3 grams of regular table salt to the tomato sauce. And so ultimately what you end up with is low-fat, low-salt, low-fat, high-salt, high-fat, low-salt, and high-fat, high-salt.
Okay.
I know, it's kind of confusing.
No, but I can see where they're going with this. This is actually a very wise way to lay this out.
Yeah. And
because this,
so,
this is going to show you if one of these ingredients has the greater gravity of causing an effect. So good. Let's see what they came up
with. Yeah. So the sauces, and when combined with the elbow macaroni and everything, it led to sauces that were almost completely identical, except for that the high-fat sauces contained just over 2 times as many calories, coming entirely from fat. And the high salt conditions contained a lot more sodium compared to the low sodium.
Right.
And so these healthy individuals came and they ate their meals, and they had to complete a bunch of questionnaires that asked them about their appetite before and after they finished eating. And what they found, and then they also measured the amount of food that they ate. So they served these individuals a plate of their noodles with tomato sauce that was in a huge portion, like something way greater than any one person could reasonably consume. And then they measured how much the people served themselves to eat. And what they found is that the high salt meals, when you just compare high salt to low salt, on average, the high salt meals increased caloric intake by about 11%.
Okay.
But what was interesting was that fat intake, the amount of fat, didn't impact the amount of food they ate in terms of weight, but because the fat had so much more calories, they ended up eating 60% more calories than the low-fat meals, even though the amount of food they ate and all of their ratings of hunger and satiety were the exact same.
Yeah, because fat is so nutrient dense, it's so calorically dense. So you eat 1 gram of fat, and you got double the calories if you eat carbs or protein. So,
yeah, and even though this isn't the main finding of the study, it's something I want to emphasize because it shows that perhaps not when you're dealing with whole food fats like nuts and avocado and coconut, but when you're dealing with foods that have added oils and added fats in them, they can easily lead to overconsumption without making you feel more full.
Right.
So for people who want to reduce their calorie intake, the first really easy step is to replace adding fats in your cooking and, like, using water instead of a fat when you're cooking.
Right.
Again, that might not apply to whole foods, though. So anyway.
Well, and then I can't, you know what? It's so hard for me to think of things in a monolithic, capacity. Like, we're talking about this right now, but what I'm hearing also playing out in the back of my head is Dr. Artemis Simopoulos talking about when these fats, a high omega-6 polyunsaturated fats, they stimulate the desire to eat more and more and more too, which is why, you know, you have to, like, you feel that, I hear you, as a true scientist, you're always cautious not to overstep and make broad statements. You're always trying to qualify your statements, and you feel the need to qualify when you say, you know, except when it's, you know, whole food fats, you know, when you're getting fat with your steak. And because part of the problem right now is it's very difficult to tease out the role of fat in a lot of these discussions without saying not all fats are created equal in what they do, how they react, and what and their role in hunger and satiety. Because it was clear now that not if you're talking about, you know, eating a tablespoon of coconut oil or a meal that's prepared with an equal amount of fat, but it's all soybean oil, you know, we're talking about, it's not the same fat.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm sorry. I just wanted to inject that because I think, didn't you book Dr. Simopoulos or did Elisa book that interview?
No, I did.
I mean, she was brilliant. And when she started talking about, we don't have to edit genes to get rid of the thrifty gene, we just have to stop feeding people such diets high in omega-6 fatty acids, and that thing turns off on its own.
Yeah, and, so, you know, it really is. No, I'm glad you brought it up, because it's something that I want to have our listeners be reminded. They always need to keep these qualifiers in mind. If I want to be super anal about this study, then it's basically, okay, great. These results apply to healthy people who eat elbow macaroni with tomato sauce.
Right, and that's it. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
And even within that category, it's like, okay, the tomato sauce with high fat was made with canola oil and heavy cream. Okay, well, what if it was just made with olive oil? What if it was just made with butter?
Yes.
What if it was made with coconut oil?
Everything changes. And you know what? And we have to go to a break, but it's interesting. I was commenting on someone's post on Facebook the other day, and even though this statement that I'm about to make is a very broad statement, it's mostly true. And
okay.
And that is, if your food comes with a label, you need to question if it's real food. You know, the role of labels was so that manufacturers of food products could let the people who are buying the products know what went into making this food. And when you buy a head of lettuce, it doesn't come with a label. When you buy, you know, I have to be careful. This is why I say it's not totally true, because if you buy a pack of chicken breasts, there's a label on it. But my point is, you know, when you buy foods that come with label, you must be a lot more specific and scrutinize this, because that should be the red flag that you're now buying something that's potentially a junk food.
Yeah. Well, you know, the reason that most, like chicken breast, for example, comes with a label is actually because the nutrition content differs from the government food database, because the manufacturers will inject the chicken breast
yeah.
with water.
Yeah.
And so it screws up the nutrition stuff, and so they're required to put a label on it with their own analysis so they don't mislead consumers.
Right, right. Let's do this. Let's take a commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. We're talking right now with Alex Leaf. We're talking about why junk food makes you want to eat more of it. We qualified what junk food is here, and we started to talk about this research, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
Crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
From the makers of GLC 2000. 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin. Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
I got to give Matt Beatty a shout-out, Matt Beatty. He said he was listening to last week's Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish and I, and he didn't realize he had his podcast software was playing on half speed. He thought that Rob and I were doing the show drunk. Because we were slurring our words and talking really slow. So I think that's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. All right. So anyway, back to the important discussion at hand about why junk food makes you want to eat more and more and more. So let's pick it up. So we've examined a couple of these different ways that they have delivered the food to their subjects. We've covered two so far, right?
Covered two what?
We've covered two of the different strategies or food styles that they use, right? That we use the, you know, high sodium, low sodium, high fat, low. So what was it that actually triggered the greatest degree of suppression of satiety?
Yeah. So in addition to analyzing the meals as both high fat versus both low fat and both high salt versus both low salt, they also compared the meals individually. And the first interesting finding when they did this, and they somewhat divided up their study population by different parameters, is they found that the BMI of the participants was positively correlated with the amount of food that was eaten only for the high-fat, high-salt meal. And what this means, at least to me, is that it's only in the what we would call the junk food meal, the high-fat, high-salt meal, where the more you weigh, the more you want to eat. And so this could be a risk factor for people who are suffering from overweight or obesity, in that their whatever physiological changes have happened in their brain as a result of the excess fat tissue leads them to crave this type of food even more. And so they will tend to overeat it more than people who are leaner.
Well, then this would make sense, right? From the standpoint of if the body understands its inventory, and if the body is in a mode of, okay, I'm of the humble opinion, and it's really humble because I could be very far off, that when the body starts to store fat, it's not just from the excessive intake of food, but it's what's triggering the excessive intake of food, which in my humble opinion, from an evolutionary perspective, comes from some sort of perceived threat or stress. And the body says the environment is hostile. We better make a lot of fat because we don't know if we're going to have to go without food for a long time. And so the body starts manufacturing this fat. And after doing this for a long enough period of time, and those stresses could be triggered by poor sleep, staying up late at night, dysregulation of cortisol because of blue light activation at night. I mean, there's a host of things in our environment that all of us do 30 times a day that could be causing our bodies to perceive our environment as threatening and stressful, where the body feels like it has to go into the fat accretion mode. Once it develops this fat, the body must tend to it. The body must keep these fat. The body doesn't want to build all this fat and then just let it dissipate before the reason that it's been doing it arrives. So then it has to keep feeding the fat. So it makes perfect sense that the more fat you have, the body goes, well, we've got a lot of fat, hungry fat cells we have to keep happy and keep full and keep building. So we have to eat more. That makes perfect sense from a very simplistic standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But why does fat and salt together trigger this to such a great degree? That's the question I have.
Okay, and that was answered in like a second part of this study. I don't know if that's the right way to put it. Basically, what they had all of their participants before the study even began, they had them undergo two fat sensitivity tests. And these tests had the participants come into a lab where they had to drink skim milk with increasing concentrations of oleic acid, which is the monounsaturated fat found in olive oil.
Right.
And what this does is, as soon as you can start tasting the oleic acid, then that determines your threshold. And so it allows the researchers to see how sensitive to the taste of fat their participants were. And so what the researchers did is they then took essentially all of the participants and lined them up in terms of their fat sensitivity. So you like have the most sensitive 25%, the most sensitive half, the most sensitive 75%, and then you have all the participants.
Right.
And they plotted this against the each individual's food intake, the difference in food intake between the high fat and low fat meals. And what they found is that when the meals were low in salt, the difference between the high fat and the low fat meals was the most extreme in the most sensitive fat participants. And this makes sense.
Because the salt is masking the tongue's ability to recognize the oleic acid.
No. Oh. This was the low salt. So there wasn't any salt in these conditions. And the people who were the most sensitive fat tasters ate significantly less food during the high-fat conditions than the low-fat conditions. And that makes sense because they're more sensitive to the fat and the fat-induced satiety mechanisms. So when the meals were low in salt, these people ate less high-fat food compared to low-fat food because they're more sensitive to fat's satiety mechanisms.
So, but that is what I said, because the high salt is masking the effect.
So that's what I said. So,
I get it, because what I said was because the high salt is masking the effect. So when you have low salt, the body can pick up on just how much fat it's getting. And as a result, satiety kicks in sooner. But when salt is there, it masks that. And God knows what else it masks too, that, you know, flavors that trigger other effects in our body.
Yeah, exactly. No, you just said it. They then repeated this plotting using the high salt meals, and no relationship was found.
Yeah,
everyone ate the same amount of food, regardless of how sensitive to fat they were.
I want to talk a little bit more about this. So let's do this. Let's take a break. Let's wrap this up, and then I want to talk about the blog that you just posted today because it's very, very interesting. We're talking with Alex Leaf. He's the news director here at SupremeRadio.com. If you want to read any of his writings, please visit superhumanradio.com and check it out. We'll be right back with more. Stay tuned.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics to
for the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Madebyhemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils, high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Hello?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's poppin'. It's poppin'.
Okay.
It's poppin'.
Yeah.
It's poppin'.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Alex Leaf. I want to wrap up this discussion. So what it seems to be is the reason junk food makes people want to eat more and more and more is because the high salt content that they use for both flavoring and as a preservative masks the body's ability to recognize how much fat it's consuming. So it shuts down the satiety. And as a result, you just keep wanting to eat more and more and more, where if it was lower in salt, your body would understand when to stop eating it. Is that pretty much the summary?
Yeah, it is, and I want to emphasize that similar studies have found similar findings with regard to foods that are high in fat and sugar as well.
Okay. So there you go. I want to talk about the blog that you just posted today. Okay. So what's the title of the blog? I'm going to it right now. Exercise for health.
Exercise for health, not weight loss.
Okay. Now, why? We all hear people who say, I'd rather not diet. I'd rather just exercise the excess calories away. And those are the people who seem to do ridiculous amounts of cardio ad infinitum. And these people tend to be what I would consider skinny fat. We see a lot of women who fall prey to this. They just keep doing more and more cardio, and they complain they just can't lose any weight anymore. Is that who we're speaking about here, that phenomenon?
They're definitely one group of individuals. I think it more so just speaks to the notion that you can keep burning calories through exercise.
Okay, so let's talk about this study. How was the study designed? What were they looking for?
So the study was a cross-sectional design, which is probably its strongest limitation. So what they did is they looked at five populations across Africa and North America, and they analyzed how much activity these people were doing by having them wear basically Fitbits for a couple weeks. And then they also fed them with isotopically labeled water so that they could figure out their total energy expenditure. And they had them fill out questionnaires and undergo body composition assessment as well. So they analyzed the people's body composition, energy expenditure, and activity levels using some highly precise methods. And what they did then is, with all this data, they basically just looked at what is the relationship between the activity levels of all of these people and their total daily energy expenditure. And they found that there is indeed an increase in energy expenditure with increasing amounts of physical activity, just as you'd expect.
Right.
However, after a certain point, it flatlined. So you increased energy expenditure as you went from being completely sedentary to more and more active. Your daily energy expenditure increased. But then as soon as you hit what the researchers called the threshold point, which corresponded to, I did the math here. It's 220 counts per minute per day on average.
220 what?
Counts per minute per day.
Counts.
If we wanted to use the technical terms.
Okay.
And I did some math. And that corresponds to walking at a 3.5 mile pace for 82 minutes, which is it's just under 5 miles per day of walking.
So that's 10,000 steps, isn't it?
Yeah,
2,000 steps, yeah, a mile. So that's the 10,000 steps everybody's trying to get with their Fitbit.
Yes.
Once you've done it for a period of time, then it stops being beneficial.
Yeah, so once you hit that level, then your energy expenditure that you burn through more physical activity stays the same. And so the question is, okay, we would expect people who are more active to burn more calories. But on average, you know, acknowledging there's individual differences, on average, this doesn't appear to be the case. Why is that? And the researchers proposed what they call the constrained energy expenditure model, in which our activity energy expenditure is divided into two parts. One part is owed to the physical activity that we do, and the other part is owed to the energy that we spend on our immune system, fidgeting, and doing all that other stuff. And so what they hypothesize is that after you hit this 10,000 step mark, your energy expenditure above that is going to stay relatively similar because your body is going to compensate by reducing the amount that you fidget reducing your immune function.
And that's the one. And we know this because when we look at, we know that people who exercise profusely, and I'm talking about people who maybe over-exercise, become overtrained, their immune system goes to hell. This explains why, you know, we think of energy exclusively as something that causes locomotive action, but you know the energy of repairing the day in and day out wear and tear on the body, fighting off things that the immune system does. That's all part of the energy expenditure that we don't even consider, we don't see. And it's funny because the harder you, when you start getting to the point of being overtrained, that's when you start getting the flu and sick and all sorts of problems start happening and your hair starts getting thin. You start getting dry skin patches. It's like, what's going on with me? Oh, wait a minute. So really, how do you adjust this? Is there a way to, tease this, level of energy where you would maybe back off at a certain time and then push it forward where you can actually increase the body's ability to produce and expend energy? Is this tied to speeding up the metabolism?
Well, I don't think it has to do with the metabolism in the way that you suggest. Now, what you're saying with people's hair falling out and their metabolism adapting and slowing down, I agree, all that does happen, but that is more, my understanding is that is more of an issue of an imbalance between energy intake and expenditure. Because the people who those problems arise in typically expend a lot of energy through activity, but then also don't eat anything to replenish their energy stores. Now, by contrast, when you look at hunter-gatherer populations, their data supports this constrained model because something we mentioned the last time I was on when we were talking about the Hadza foraging habits,
right,
is that they have the same daily energy expenditure that we do over in Western societies. And even though they're walking, you know, 10 to 20 miles each day. And so it's like, well, okay, why? Because of the constrained energy expenditure model. When you look at what they're doing when they aren't walking, they're probably sitting down, they aren't fidgeting, they're conserving as much energy as they can. So then why are they so healthy? Why isn't their hair falling out? It's because they're eating, on most days, sufficient calories. If you recall, when they were out foraging, they would eat 90% of the calories they require in the form of berries and honey and small game. So these people are super active, but they're also supplying the energy to allow for that activity. And so under those circumstances, assuming that someone is being is eating enough food, the question arises, so is being more active going to lead to improved health? And these researchers argue that yes, it is. And I think their hypothesis is quite fascinating.
Wait a minute. So with that, let's take a break and hold everybody over till the other side of the break for their hypothesis. How's that sound? We had to take a break, so it worked out perfect. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the rest of this story.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Okay. I had to take a break. It wasn't because I wanted to make people wait through the break, but it was time to take a break. But Alex was also going to drop a bomb, and that is this hypothesis that the researchers came up with for why this will still make you healthier, right?
Yeah. So when the researchers plotted the level of the physical activity versus the amount of energy expenditure by the participants, what they found is that even among individuals who had zero physical activity, there was still a physical activity energy expenditure of about 600 calories. And this is well above the amount that's been estimated for fidgeting or even standing throughout the day.
Right.
And so the researchers hypothesized that this corresponds to energy requirements of random body processes, all of which are reduced as your physical activity increases past the threshold so that your total energy expenditure stays constant. And one of these miscellaneous bodily processes is immune activity, which isn't necessarily miscellaneous, but if you consider more physical activity, why is being active so like shown to improve a lot of health markers in people who are overweight or obese or have type 2 diabetes, even if it doesn't help them lose weight? And the reason is because it uses this miscellaneous bodily process calories that could potentially be contributing to excessive inflammation and detrimental immune system activity.
Wow.
Because it's like your body has the store of energy that it needs to use. And so when you look at people who are sedentary, it's possible, and more data will definitely be needed to confirm this, it's possible that this energy is being used to fuel inflammatory and immune processes that don't need fueling. And so it contributes to the excessive low-grade chronic inflammation that leads to health detriment.
Well, and I'll tell you something else that may kind of support that notion is that we did a show a few years ago about people who were infecting themselves with helminths and other microorganisms that, you know, these parasitic organisms. And their and their rheumatoid arthritis is going away and their Hashimoto's disease is going away. And they said the reason for that is because when the immune system has a big battle to fight, it stops picking its nose and scratching itself. You know what I mean? It's like it's right now, and I use that as an analogy, but, you know, when you're bored, you do things that you probably shouldn't do, like chew your fingernails, right? But when you got something to do, you're working on a project, you don't have any time to chew your fingernails. Well, your immune system's kind of the same way if you look at this theory that infecting yourself with a parasite can actually cause autoimmune disorders to not go away, but go into remission. And that's because the immune system has a real battle on its hands. Like, oh man, we've got this thing growing in our intestines we have to deal with. You know, forget about all that other stuff that we do when we're bored.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Interesting.
The alternative way too is that the energy expenditure just simply goes from random immune stuff to being focused on repairing the muscle tissue. And so in that light, you're reducing the unneeded inflammation and increasing the necessary inflammation for repair. So that's another way to look at it as well. Mm-hmm. You're just switching what the immune system is focusing on.
Interesting. And it does make sense. It does make sense. It really does. So do you think that over time you can actually push your threshold up higher from where it is today? Let's say you've reached your, you've hit your threshold. Do you think through systematic approaches to diet, periodization, you know, things like this, adequate sleep, supplementation, you can actually start to push the threshold up?
Well, I don't know. I would hypothesize from an evolutionary perspective, no, because it's not advantageous to have a large energy expenditure. But, you know, I think you can definitely change what your body, where your body considers normal. And I can only speak from personal experience on this notion. So rather than, for me, I habitually get, you know, anywhere from 12 to 14,000 steps per day in addition to my heavy weightlifting sessions 4 days a week. And I use a standing workstation, so I'm hardly ever sitting. And this is normal for me. I have no issues with recovery. I'm also eating a lot of food, about 3,600 calories. So when that's all said and done, for me, on days where I get trapped and I have to sit or I have to be inactive because I'm working in
a closed room,
or
classroom.
I'm traveling doing any of that stuff, on those days, I just notice miscellaneous twitching. Even on days where, for example, there are days I have to go work as a student dietitian at my university with clients, and on those days I spend basically from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. I'm sitting in a chair the whole time meeting with patients. And on those days, I make sure to get 10,000 steps before I go into the clinic. And even then, even though I've hit that threshold, I'm still below my normal 12 to 14,000, and so I will notice that my body's twitching like it's trying to reach that regular level. Now, I have absolutely no idea what's actually going on. I've never really thought about it until right now. But it's just interesting to note, I think. And it could just be psychological. You know, I think it's easy to get into habits and then have those habits become the norm.
Right. You know, I had this discussion yesterday with the Del Musa when he was on, talking about how these activity trackers are off quite often by around an average of 10%. And I said, you know, I'm starting to come to the conclusion that for hard training individuals that go into the gym, you know, everybody I talk to thinks they're a hard training person, you know. I would qualify someone who trains hard as someone who puts their body in positions of risk with the types of weight that they're moving and the types of movements that they're doing. And these are intelligent risks. I'm not saying that they're doing stupid stuff. You know, a lot of people go into the gym and they lift and they think they're training hard. But unless you notice that, you know, this is my last two sets of this particular movement and I'm a little nervous about doing them because I'm pushing my body to a point that I know I could potentially injure myself. That's who I consider hard training individuals, just to qualify that. And so I think that for average people, these activity trackers may be very beneficial to people who have no idea how much they move. But I think for hard training individuals, they could actually be a dangerous thing, because if you are the type of person that's training 3 to 5 days a week and pushing your body to those limits, and on top of that, now you've got a goal of getting 14,000 steps a day, you could actually start pushing yourself into an overtraining place very, very quickly. What are your thoughts on that?
No, I totally agree. I think that those people just need to focus extra hard on ensuring the rest of their life is on par. Based on your description, I think that I would qualify as a hard training individual, especially on the days when I'm doing deadlift. Just last week, I set a new personal record. I pulled twice my body weight for sets of five.
That's awesome.
Which was 340 pounds. So that was really cool.
Yeah.
But as I already mentioned, I eat 3,600 calories per day, and that's just enough to maintain my weight. I also make sure I get 8 hours of actual sleep, not just time spent in bed, but of actual sleep.
Right.
Per night. And I maintain healthy circadian rhythm. When I finish eating dinner, I go for a walk around the block. And then as soon as I get home, I put on blue blocker glasses for about 2 hours before I go to bed.
Right.
So it's maintaining a healthy, ancestrally proper lifestyle so that you can recover.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. Very, very good. Two very fantastic blogs. You can go read both of them by going to superhumanradio.com. They're on the right-hand side. Alex, thank you so much for delivering this fantastic information today.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I like talking about it.
And I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, take care.
I also, let's thank Rob Regish for the first hour of the Blueprint Power Hour. Don't forget his book, fastmusclebook.com. It's still 99 cents for a little while longer. Take advantage of that. And, of course, his main website, coachrobregish.com. Check it out. And we'll see you about it tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.
The category killer is back. Math.